You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Milwaukee PBS show is called Around the Corner with John McGivern. And John McGivern's show gets lots of invitations from viewers to come explore their hometowns. We'll talk with him about his favorite places in the state. But first, it's a stop at our happy place, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. I'm here with my colleague, Mike Crane. Listeners, that is you, provide the single largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive is your chance to support all the programs that you enjoy. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kate, you're right. It is our happy place. And here's why. You know, people will ask us, don't you hate fundraising? Well, no, we don't, because it's our opportunity to talk to you and maybe persuade you, if you aren't already persuaded, to come together with us to make WPR possible. That feels really good to talk about that. And so that's why I want to tell you right now that our goal is 10 pledges during this hour, and we will meet this goal one pledge at a time. And so let's start with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The goal is really critical. It's set to make sure we have the funding we need for the programs that you rely on every day. And as an added incentive, your pledge of any amount enters you in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. Very practical indeed. You'll have five chances to win. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, public radio has an unusual funding model. It's a two-way street that creates a higher quality product than you'd find anywhere else. And this is how it works. You voluntarily contribute, and in turn, you get programs that are accountable to you.
It's really an amazing system, an amazing setup we have here. You get programs worth listening to precisely because you step up and support them. So make your contribution for independent news and information, music right now. Help pay for all the programs that you enjoy at WPR. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And how about letting the world know you're a WPR fan when you wear your cool new WPR t-shirt? Ask for yours when you give a gift of $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120. Your gift supports the programs you care about, and you can get that limited edition t-shirt. It starts with your gift. See the t-shirt at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have an exciting drawing this drive. Pledge any amount and you could win a $500 gift card for a grocery store near you. You'll have five chances to win. There's a lot of good stuff you could buy with $500.
I would probably stock up on avocados.
I'd get all the little kitchen supplies. I'd buy lots of, like, small cooking appliances.
Wine.
Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the grocery card giveaway rules and details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter, so make your pledge of any amount right now. Here's how.
Yeah, you can't win if you don't take that first step. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane. It's listener support that is the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on each day. And that's why your support during this winter membership drive is really important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount that it is, you choose it, and it is the right amount.
You know, we know that you value your time, and we value your time, too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio really just does take a few minutes. We need to know your name, how to get in touch with you, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Super quick, super easy to do. This is a Friday. Get it done. Check it off your list. I love those to-do lists. I love checking things off. Do it right now. Your gift really helps. Take a few minutes to support the station that is there for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
10 pledges to go in this hour. We've got about 50 minutes to do that. So let's have your help right now at WPR.org. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as that added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you pledge. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. You have five chances to win. Pledge right now on a Friday, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. And all you sustainers out there, you're covered. You are automatically entered. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much. The seventh season of Around the Corner with John McGivern is underway. The Milwaukee PBS show features 13 communities, including one state forest this season in the mix. We're exploring the state with the host, producer, and co-creator of the show, John McGivern, on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. You can join in with your tips on places for John to visit and questions for him as well at 800-642-1234. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kate, thanks so much. Good morning.
Good morning. We also have with you Lois Maurer. She's director, producer, and co-creator of the show. It airs Thursday nights at 7 on public TV stations around Wisconsin. Lois, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. It would be more of a pleasure if it wasn't 6 a.m., Kate, but my pleasure.
Tell me how you really feel, Lois, all right?
John is a morning person. That's what I'll tell you.
Well, before we dive into all the cities and towns around Wisconsin, Lois, can you explain for us, you've probably answered countless times since the show's inception, how do you decide which communities you're going to visit, the places that you're going to feature?
Well, you know, when the show started, it was pretty easy because we started in just southeast Wisconsin. So around Milwaukee, we know Milwaukee. John grew up here. I grew up here. So, you know, we know that corner of the state. But starting during season two, once Wisconsin Public Television, we knew they were carrying us statewide. That opened all the doors of Wisconsin, and there are a lot of doors in Wisconsin. So that's really hard. To pick the communities is a hard job, and we don't apply any method to it other than looking at each other across the table and saying, you know, we haven't been up to the Northwest part last season. Let's go. Let's go over here. We get a map. We have a lot of push pins in different colors. And it's that scientific.
Oh, that is so cool. And so do you keep those push pins in once you've been to a location?
Yes, we do. We have not gone back to recover areas yet because there are so many places we haven't gotten to. So we feel a little bad about the do-over. Not yet.
And then once you get to those cities and towns, how do you figure out what businesses and attractions you're going to profile?
We, up to this season, have had an awesome content producer. I have a woman who goes ahead. She's a great researcher. We start online like everybody would if they were going to explore a town, but then we get on the ground and we meet with people in the town and we sit in the coffee shop. She'll go into, walk up and down Main Street. We usually meet with, if they have a Main Street community, those people are so connected in their towns. So we love to start with a Main Street coordinator or maybe a Chamber of Commerce person, maybe a Visitors Bureau. We always make our way around to the mayor or the city government, and it's really a matter of good word of mouth, I think.
Well, John, you, as doing some digging, you have a background in theater and even some stand-up comedy. How did you go from acting and telling jokes to showcasing Wisconsin's communities?
It's interesting because Lois and I, we've worked together before this project, and the project was created because Lois and I had some success in other projects. I had done a show called Midwest Side Story, which was my stories of growing up, a show that I wrote back in 1993, and it was featured on Comedy Central. It was featured on HBO, and I came home in 2001 back to Milwaukee to do some work, some theater work in town, and MPTV, which was Milwaukee PBS back then, saw my solo work and said that they wanted to feature it on local PBS. And Lois was assigned to that project, and those stories of my growing up, my family stories of growing up on the east side of Milwaukee, is what that show was about. And after that project, we decided that we wanted to continue working together, and we came up with this project and pitched it as a 13-part series, and the rest is 7-year history is what that is.
13-part series, and then there are 91 shows in the can now. So that's gotten out of hand there, John.
Kate, I know. So what's the solution?
It sounds like Wisconsin communities are kind of saturating your life a little bit, which is okay. So let's get to this 7th season. It takes us to parts of Milwaukee, Appleton, Middleton, Viroqua, Stevens Point. I watched that episode yesterday. It was so much fun. Brookfield and Elm Grove, the list goes on. So what's your favorite thing about this year's lineup?
Mine is, it's people ask me, like, what was your favorite episode? What was your favorite community? And the favorite community is usually the one we're in the middle of shooting, which happens from May through September. You know, and people are usually surprised to hear that it takes us 5 full days to shoot what turns out to be 27 minutes of television. We spend 5 days in the community. If I look back on this season, the 5th episode of this season was Viroqua, which is in the middle of the Kickapoo Valley, and a community that we wanted to get to in the last 5 years, and Viroqua was one of my favorites. Last night's episode, Stevens Point, I watch it when it airs, and it's like, oh, that's my favorite. And then the following Thursday, it's like, oh, no, I'm kidding. That's my favorite. So you look back on all of them as something that I really enjoyed doing. So
Lois, what are some memorable moments of the season for you?
I'm going to be honest with you, Kate. I'm still in the middle of it, so it's not all a memory yet. The last 2 episodes of the season, Platteville and Menominee, are literally still in the edit suite as we speak. So for me, I'm concentrated forward. So for me to look back is kind of difficult. But John and I do community previews every week once these air. So, for example, you said you watched Stevens Point. Earlier this week, we were in Stevens Point where we share the episode with the communities, with the people who are in the episodes, as well as anybody from the community who wants to come. You know, we're public television. We're free. We're open to the public. And those events every year create some of the best memories. Because as a television producer, normally we don't get to watch people see the show because we're not in their living rooms with them. Mm-hmm. So John and I love to sit in the back of the theater or the back of the room and watch the people watch the show. And for me, those memories are the best because when they laugh at the right thing or they have that aha moment where they're like, oh, I didn't know that, that's incredibly gratifying to us.
Is it hard for you? I mean, it's really quick pace, Lois, and it moves very fast. Is it hard for you to let go of so much on the cutting room floor?
Oh, wow, you must have a lot of experience because, can I tell you, you're exactly right, and a lot of people don't get that because the pace of the show is intentional. If anybody knows John McGivern, you know that that's his real-life pace, right, Jeff?
And your point, what's your point?
And my point is that's why the show is successful. With your personality type and the pace of the show, it demands that kind of a pace. But you're right, we have hours upon hours of footage on the cutting room floor, and I'm there every minute while it's being shot. So John and I know what's left on the cutting room floor. We're really glad our audience doesn't, because they would also have a hard time going, how could you have cut that? How could you have cut that? So we have it's not a very enviable job, let me tell you. That's hard.
Well,
those community previews, we've been doing those since the first episode of season 1. So it was Lois's idea to go back and share the show before it hits air with the people who were kind enough to be in the show. The fact that this has turned into, like on Tuesday night, we were in Stevens Point, as Lois said, and there were probably 400, 450 people who showed up, which is pretty typical. It's anywhere from 300 to 1,200 people who come to these free community previews. And we love to watch the people in the show because we spend 2-3 hours with these people, you know, talking and walking around their business. And we watch them watch the show, and you know, they're like, you've spent 3 hours with us. And I got a minute and a half.
Yeah, you have to do some artful diplomacy there, John, on your toes. The show produced by Milwaukee PBS is called Around the Corner with John McGivern. The co-creators are with us, John McGivern and Lois Maurer. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about Around the Corner and the show? Do you have a place where the show should go? They're all ears. Call in or tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll get back to Wisconsin Weekend in just a bit here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Milwaukee PBS show Around the Corner with John McGivern is in its seventh season with 91 episodes in its span of airing. And we're hearing about John McGivern's favorite places to roam. Now let's take a trip over to the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive and get an update on our pledge totals. I'm here with my colleague, Mike Crane, and we are here to say, WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in, and that's thanks to your support. Listeners provide the single largest share of the budget. When you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, on this Friday, you make this program and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
And I hope you're having fun listening with us. It's always great to hear the smile come through the radio that you hear with many of our guests, especially on Wisconsin Weekend. And having John and Lois here is great. We are looking for another 8 pledges before the end of this hour, about 35 minutes to go. So thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs that you enjoy. And as an added bonus, you'll automatically be entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card, and you'll have 5 chances to win.
It's just a really wonderful morning so far, kind of peeling back a little bit of the screen, so to speak, understanding how John's show comes together, Around the Corner with John McGivern, and it's something you can find right here on the Ideas Network, nowhere else. And it's on Wisconsin Public Radio. We book our guests, we do our preparations, and you show up, and then we have a lively and an informative and fun conversation every morning.
Magic every single morning. And you make it magical, especially listeners, the calls that we get. It is such a great community coming together around ideas, coming together around radio. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is really key to making these discussions available to you and to everyone.
We are so grateful to our monthly givers, our sustainers, and to the people who give every year or even once in a while. And one of the reasons we're here right now is to reach new donors for WPR. Every member makes a difference. Listener support makes up the single biggest source of funding for WPR. When you give, you make everything you enjoy on the Ideas Network possible.
And whether you tune in for one favorite program that you have, or you find yourself checking in throughout the day or the week, you are a regular listener because you value WPR. And if you've never given before, start off with a pledge of, say, $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We think you're going to love being a WPR member.
Our February Membership Drive t-shirt has become a tradition. If you've been getting one every year, you won't want to miss this year's. And if you haven't gotten one before, you can start your collection now. What does this year's t-shirt look like?
I like how simple the design is and how simple the Wisconsin Public Radio lettering is.
Oh, it's a heart. It's a heart with the state of Wisconsin at the very center of it.
I see a gray background and a burnt sienna heart in the middle. Wisconsin would be, I guess, a nice orange.
Ask for your WPR t-shirt now. Give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge right now. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with WPR Director Mike Crane. We're asking for your support during this winter membership drive because it's what makes the WPR programs that you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You know, these days it's really easy to spend a dollar a day. I could have gotten about a third of my cup of coffee this morning for a dollar a day. But, you know, I really value the coffee. And I think maybe you really value public radio.
Consider the news. Consider information, the inspiration from Wisconsin going around the world, around the state that you get every day right here listening to WPR, listening to the Ideas Network. So maybe it is that dollar a day that comes out to $30 or $31 a month, and it is just the right donation for you. Give that dollar a day right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every single day. And thank you so much for your support. You are with us for Wisconsin Weekend, and we're exploring the state this hour with John McGivern and Lois Maurer. They're co-creators of the PBS Milwaukee show Around the Corner with John McGivern. In last night's episode, the crew was in Stevens Point, and among the places they visited included the old but not outdated Point Brewery.
Sure. It's been here forever.
160 years.
That's forever.
That is forever.
Yeah.
It's a long time. It's before the invention of the telephone, before the car, before Campbell's Soup. Yeah. Before there was Coors, there was Point. And before there was Budweiser, there was Point. Actually, the brewery is 1 year older than the city of Stevens Point.
That is a great moment. What community should they feature next? What questions do you have about the towns that are featured? Call in 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. John McGivern stopping off at Point Brewery. That must have been really fun to go back in time. Something with so much history.
Right, and you know, their main buildings, you've been to Point Brewery, their main building's as old as they are, and it's kind of amazing that they've built up around that. And what they put out there yield-wise per year is amazing. We had a great time.
Lois, what was it about Point Brewery that made you want to do some filming there?
Well, we were in Stevens Point. How do you not go to Point? And everybody who goes to Stevens Point has got to be their number one or two destination. Literally, it is. Either you're on campus or you go to the brewery first. So, and the people who worked with us at the brewery were awesome to work with. You know, we get into places that and get to see things that, you know, the ordinary tourist can't see, which is one of our most favorite things about going. I mean, John put his nose in that vat that was stirring up the malt. So it's an awesome place.
Yeah, well, so, you know, it goes with the territory, right, John?
You have to. But I love the fact that somebody will see that and they'll go back to that place and say, can I put my nose in that hat, please? And they'll be like, oh, McGivern.
Well, you also talked to historian John Gerda during your Stevens Point visit. John Gerda asked the question, where or what is the point? So what did you find out about the point?
Well, first of all, John Gerda is a really important piece to this show. You know, he gives us 3 minutes of history on all of the on all of our communities, all 91 episodes. John Gerda opens it up by telling us, you know, what happened here first and why it developed. So the whole point of the point was the fact that it was right there on the river where you know timber was really important, and it, if it weren't for the river and timber, the point would never have happened. So that's what we learned from John. And the bike conceit, the fact that he comes on his bicycle.
Yeah.
I love the fact that people are like, did you ride your bike to Stevens Point? He's like, hardly. But he rides his bike around Stevens Point because he's an avid biker and knows every trail this side of you know, inside Wisconsin.
So. Well, his history is so fascinating. I had no idea they were sending that timber down the river, and then, you know, and just how quickly that industry developed, and then boom, in a flash, it all changes. It was incredible. That was a huge learning curve for me.
And the whole paper industry, how it really began with paper as well. And then we got the chance to go to paper making at the university where you know, they make their own art paper, mm-hmm. which is unlike, you know, they try to find another university. First of all, in the state, it doesn't happen. Around the country, it doesn't happen. And you know, it was again, one of those things that people don't realize. And it was a great get for us to be inside that operation and see what comes out of it. It makes sense to how the community began.
You also spent time in the Milwaukee neighborhood known as Haven Woods, which includes a 237-acre forest. It is Wisconsin's only urban state forest, also home to the largest Hmong population in Wisconsin. Lois, what was so special to you about Haven Woods?
Well, really interesting to me, I grew up in Milwaukee, a stone's throw from the neighborhood that is now called Haven Woods. I'm old. When I grew up in Milwaukee, it was not called Haven Woods. There are a lot of communities in Milwaukee that have names now that did not have names. You know what I mean? They're developing their own identities. And so Haven Woods is plunked right in the middle of the city. And one of the things that I think is the most interesting, there is a ton of industry there. You hear about joblessness and you hear about, you know, everybody's leaving. Oh, they're not leaving Haven Woods. You should see the companies that are here. That was very vibrant and a surprise for somebody who lives right here. You know, you drive those streets every day, but until you turn your head and you actually look at the fronts of the buildings instead of the cars that are in front of you, you don't really know even where you live.
Oh, that's really fascinating. It's right under your nose, basically, but you have to look up or look away from what you're doing to really understand what is driving your personal community.
It's true.
John, what stuck out for you in Haven Woods?
Again, the industry, when you talked about, when Lois mentioned industry, there is so much going on. We had a great visit with a woman named Vera Ford, who was the business and community liaison for Milwaukee Job Corps. So you talk about industry in that neighborhood, and then you go to where they're preparing, you know, young adults to take on the work that happens in Haven Woods. And, you know, Milwaukee Job Corps is a really important part of that neighborhood. The state forest itself was a great day talking with people who use this as part of their, like, they go there to run, they go there to garden, they go there. It's a destination place for people all over the city, and it's right in the middle of this community. Dang Soda, have you heard of Dang Soda? This is where they do their manufacturing. This is where they put it out. It's a soda company in the middle of Haven Woods.
Company in the middle of Haven Woods.
Yes, that you'll find in restaurants. You'll find in grocery stores all over the state, and that's where their manufacturing place is.
It's so funny, whenever you go to some place, I bet it's really hard for you to kind of take off your hat of your show around the corner and just be oblivious to what is around you, because you're always looking for the next thing to show people, to discover.
Thank the Lord Lois is there, because you're talking my weakness. She's like, come on. Stay on track, McGivern. Here we are. Let's go. You know, so we're really scheduled. We start at 8 in the morning. We go till 5:30 in the afternoon for 5 days. And you know, there's a crew of 14 of us who work on this show.
Wow.
Again, people are surprised by that. So there's 4 of us out in the field from May through October, and there's another 10 who work full-time on every aspect of creating this show that shows up at 7 o'clock in Wisconsin. And you may be surprised to know that this show in January went national with PBS World. So this plays every Sunday, either at 9:30 on the West Coast, 12:30 on the East Coast. This show plays on every PBS station in the country.
Could you imagine that it is at the place where it's at today? Or did you think that it would kind of be one season and done?
No. We, Lois, you want to take that? How many years do we want to do this? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. John and I need to do this show for at least 20 years, Kate. Because it's pretty much the best. It's the best job in the world. So we're not going to be so eager to give it up. I'll tell you that. Wisconsin's great. The team that we've built is great. And if you have to work for a living, this is the way to do it.
Well, you certainly expressed that when you visited the assembly for the wheelchairs, and John gets in a wheelchair and says, "This is the future of the show."
I'll tell you, there are times where we love the outtakes at the end of the show, because as we're shooting, that's where you actually see how it really goes. Because things, you know, we say things, we talk about things that we're like, oh yeah, we maybe shouldn't say that on camera, but that's the truth. I could wheel him around for years, right, John?
The PBS Milwaukee show is called Around the Corner with John McGivern. We're exploring the state with John and the show's director and co-creator, Lois Maurer. You can get in on this Wisconsin travel conversation at 800-642-1234. Where should the show go in your community? But first, we're going to go take a pit stop on this tour and refuel with our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Pledge Drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with my colleague, Mike Crane. You rely on the Ideas Network for informative, in-depth discussions, and we rely on you to keep the programs like this one going strong.
That's right. Listener support is the single largest piece of our budget, and that's why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, it's been such a fun time this hour.
Yes.
Talking and going behind the scenes on Around the Corner. Had no idea that there was such a big crew, so much involved, and to lift the veil and get a little bit more understanding of the show has been so much fun. So it is just one example of where we go on Wisconsin Weekend on the morning show each Friday morning at 6 in the morning. Sometimes our guests like to be up at that time in the morning. Sometimes they don't, but they're always along for the journey, and we love it, and we love you on this journey as well. WPR is listener supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes on your Friday morning and make your pledge.
We're looking for 7 more pledges in the next 19 minutes. We need your help. Your gift right now is really important, because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. We mean that from the bottom of our heart. And if you haven't, the time is right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll automatically be entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card, and you have 5 chances to win that grocery gift card.
You connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, for the great conversations like you're hearing today, and for entertainment. 9XM leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are critical in supporting that connection for you and to others across the state.
So let's keep our connection strong to you and all WPR listeners with a leadership gift of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Lance from Madison.
And I'm Cheryl.
When did we become sustaining members? Cheryl, I'm trying to remember. It's been quite a while.
Maybe it was about the same time that I moved here. So we've probably been sustaining members of WPR for about 10 years. We had each supported public radio in our respective states. And when I was an Iowa resident, I supported Iowa Public Radio, and Lance supported Wisconsin Public Radio. And so I think when I moved here to Wisconsin, to Madison, we just pooled our efforts and decided to become sustaining members, because we realized what a big part of our everyday life WPR had become, and felt morally obligated to help support the programming.
Feel good and make a difference right now at WPR.org.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs that you count on. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with WPR Director Mike Crane. We're raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs that you enjoy on the air. And whether your pledge is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we absolutely appreciate and we count on your gift.
We're looking for seven more pledges in just the remaining couple of minutes of this hour. We'd love to have your help at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Kate, I want to read a comment from Lisa from Sun Prairie, who made a pledge a few minutes ago. My commute starts with WPR and all of my conversations start with, you know, I heard this really interesting thing on the radio. Thank you for the excellent work that you do, is what Lisa says to all of us at WPR. Well, thank you, Lisa, and everybody else for your support.
Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support.
I began collecting jars of mustard October 28, 1986, the morning after the Red Sox lost the World Series. I was so depressed, I didn't know what to do, so I went to an all-night grocery. Suddenly, I was in front of the mustards, and I heard a voice. If you collect us, they will come.
And they do come, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Oh, my goodness, John, that is so funny. What about that mustard museum?
It's kind of, have you been there, Kate?
I have not, and I need to get there, absolutely.
Well, it's amazing because you think, oh, it's a mustard museum. Well, there's a small room with 24 mustard bottles. This place is remarkable. It's the lower level of a large enough building, which is the museum, and then the first floor is mustards of today that you can purchase. So it's an entire building of mustard. And to talk to the guy who started it is a treat. And if you get a chance, go in there and ask for him because he knows his stuff.
So you apparently hold a Doctor of Diddley Squat degree from Poop on You.
Poop on You.
Poop on You. Right. Yeah. Nice. Very nice. Lois, apparently you had visited the Mustard Museum before, or was this your first time?
No, it was my first time. It was.
What was your reaction?
It used to be in Mount Horeb, and they moved to Middleton. So when we were planning this episode, it was kind of a surprise to find it in Middleton.
What did you think?
Oh, there's no place like it. I'm going to give you that. My most exciting part about that was I knew John was going to be able to taste the different mustards. I love it when John McGivern eats on camera.
Very good. Well, let's bring in Karen from Madison. Hi, Karen. Hey, Karen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Doing well.
Okay, so what I wanted to know was I started a while back on my birthday going to a different town and putting my family in the car and going visiting that town, checking out the shops, the food, the whatever is there. So I was wondering if you could give a recommendation in southern Wisconsin as to a unique place that might fit that bill or a unique town.
Sure. And just so you know, we have a tool now. If you go to MilwaukeePBS.org and find the Around the Corner Where's John Gone button, it'll show you every episode. It'll take you to every community that we've done. So if you're looking for something in southeast Wisconsin, if you've been to Cedarburg or Delavan or even East Troy, any of those, East Troy is a great community that we did. Further down, it's funny because the first couple years we did Racine, we did Kenosha, and we didn't realize that we should have been really specific neighborhood wise. But if you want to find interesting things in the larger communities, just find that button on MilwaukeePBS.org, and you can find the places that we've gone. And if that interests you, there's a lot to do in all of those communities.
Lois, any thoughts?
You know, if you're looking at South Central, we had a season where we did Lake Mills and we did Fort Atkinson in the same season. And I would take my family and do both of those in one afternoon. There's a lot to do in each place, but they're so different from each other. Great food in both places, which is important if you're taking your family, and really fun things to do. So that one sticks out. Those two together stick out to me in that part of the state.
Karen, thank you so much for the call. Georgiana from Milwaukee called but couldn't stay with us, and she wonders, do you guys have a blooper reel?
Well, yes, we put the bloopers at the end of every show. We put some little ones, and for last season, I created bloopers every episode, and we would show them just at the previews because a lot of them probably we should not put on the air or have them disseminated any other way than enjoy them live with us so we can all laugh together.
Well, Karen in Oshkosh emailed, and she wonders, have you ever featured Menasha or Wabino, and did the Oshkosh episode have a community preview?
Let's see. The answer to the Oshkosh episode, the preview, absolutely. One of my very dearest friends lives in Oshkosh, so I would not have missed it. So, yes, Oshkosh had a preview. It was great fun. We have not done Menasha yet, and that's right close to
there. Oh, and
there.
I mispronounced it. Menasha is how we
Menasha,
say it.
Okay, yeah. Menasha, yeah. We did Nina, so we've heard from everybody in Menasha. See, a little rivalry going on there. So we'll get to Menasha and Wabino. That's not on my radar, so it would be great if somebody could tell me about it.
John, do you get hit up for a lot of these, you should come to my town and this is why?
We do. We hear on a daily basis either why haven't we been to their community, or we really should come to their community. And we as a production hear it. I on my personal Facebook, I have a website, johnmcgivern.com, and they can go right to my email. And I hear something about the show most every day. And it's usually people saying, this is what you really should be covering. So.
How did Mayville get on your radar? It's about 20 miles or so south of Fond du Lac, population 5,000 people. How did that develop?
Lois, you should tell them.
Way with my content producer because we were going to cover Horicon and Mayville together. I had family that grew up around, that I knew around Mayville, and so she and I went driving around, and we were going to cover those communities together. I'm so glad we took that drive because as we left Horicon and went up around the edge of the marsh there, the east side of the Horicon Marsh sits Mayville. Those communities are both really vibrant. They can stand alone. And so we covered Horicon the previous season and Mayville this season, and I'm so glad we did. Mayville was just a charming, charming community.
I'm sure Mayville appreciated that they could stand alone.
As they tell you, believe me, another little rivalry going on there.
Right. Sure.
Well, we're about halfway through the seventh season of Around the Corner. What's one of the big highlights awaiting us in the second half? John first?
Menominee, which is our last episode of season seven. It's a community where UW Stout is, but that's not all that's in that community. We got a chance to do this barn quilt tour. There's 20 barns that have these painted quilts on the side of the barns. You've seen them all over the state, but here in Menominee, they have an actual tour, and it was one of the coolest things. There's a beautiful Center for the Arts there, the Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts. There's this place called the Bullfrog Fish Farm, which is a family thing that you can go and take the family to, and you fish, they clean and cook the fish that you've caught in their pond, and they grow fish at this farm. It's really kind of a great place. And we had the chance, and if you get a chance, if you're in Menominee, to watch Blue Cap Vintage Baseball. What year do they say they're in, Lois, that they're playing?
It's like the 1880s.
Right, so they play baseball as they did in the 1880s, which is out on the field without any bases. There's no gloves, and they're hitting a hard ball, and these people are catching. It's like, what is going on? So, but Menominee, our final episode, is a great thing to look forward to, and it airs April 12th.
All right. And Lois, any final thoughts and hints as to perhaps where you might go next season?
Oh, we have a list, you know. We've got a list kind of already on our,
under
on
lock
our radar
and key.
Here. But next season will include our 100th episode. So that's something that we're already planning and trying to decide how we're gonna do a little retrospective for our 100th, covering all, you know, 8 years at that point. And I'm really looking forward to that, because to relive some of that and is really a joy.
Well, John and Lois, this has been so much fun. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Kate, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
John McGivern is the host, producer, and co-creator of Around the Corner with John McGivern. Lois Maurer is the director, producer, and co-creator of the show. And Around the Corner airs Thursday nights at 7 on public television stations around Wisconsin. This hour of the morning show was produced by Bill Martins and Keely Baltina. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the Ideas Network. And now let's take a journey over to the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. Fuel up on some listener member support. My colleague here in the studio, Director Mike Crane, is here having a fun time with this conversation, wanting you to know the single largest source of funding for WPR programs is from listeners like you. This drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kate, you're so right. A fun conversation with John and Lois. And we both have smiles on our face, because it's just been great to be present, to listen to them and to listen to our callers. We love being here. And, you know, WPR is listener supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Any pledge makes a difference and just takes a few minutes to do it.
Yes, we need you and six other people to make our hourly goal. These hourly goals are set. They are very intentional, helping us stay on track. So make your donation right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. As an added bonus, you're automatically entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card, and you'll have five chances to win.
Kristen from Madison chimed in with a pledge and said, I listen to WPR programming every day. I felt like it was time to start off a monthly donation rather than once a year. So how about you? Can you join Kristen and become a sustaining member of WPR? It's simple. You set up a recurring monthly amount from your bank account or credit card, and then your support will always be current.
And your support goes right toward the programming that you appreciate. Month after month, you're making important programs available to everyone. Become a sustainer right now. It feels great with a gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What kinds of things do you spend a dollar a day on?
I easily spend a dollar a day on coffee, even if I buy cheap coffee.
My gym membership, I definitely spend probably more than a dollar a day on.
The bus.
Easily gum. Spinach.
I spend a buck or two on a delicious treat every day, though I do share it with a friend often.
It's easy to spend a dollar a day, or even more, on things that are part of your daily routine. What about Wisconsin Public Radio? Every day you get information and news that helps you understand the world. You also hear music that lifts your spirits and entertainment that makes you smile. So invest a dollar a day in Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On a Friday, make that donation here as you check it off at the end of the week, 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with WPR Director Mike Crane. Listener support, the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
We'd love to hear from you. We've got seven more pledges in about the next minute. We could do that with your help. Don't forget, you're entered to win possibly a grocery gift card of $500. That's when you make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now, so important, very powerful. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks.